neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bilam HaRasha praised us by special attitude that Am Yisrael has. So one of his blessings that is brought in Parasha, Hin Am Kelavi Yagum Bechari Itnasa. It says this nation is like a Lavi. You know what a Lavi is?
She. Young lion.
Young lion. Yeah, young lion. It says this nation is like a, they call it lion cub.
Cub.
Yeah. Bechari Itnasa. And then he says these are
then lion. First he says the
Lavi,
and then he says the Bakari. What do you mean? Which one
are they? After
they grow.
After they grow?
He wakes up.
More observant or more action feeling.
What's the difference between the young lion and old lion? What's the difference?
Old lion is stronger.
Old lion is obviously stronger. The baby lion is not as strong. But here is very interesting. It says, Ahen am kelavi yagum. Yagum. Vehari yitasa.
Young lion has no fear.
No fear. The old one?
Expert. He has experience.
His experience. So now, Harab Zot Zikaron quotes insight from Magid Mizritish. Zatzal, this is a very beautiful thing. He says, he praised us, why? Because he was very surprised. That how could it be when Yehudi wakes up in the morning, how does he feel? When he gets up in the morning, how does he feel? Yes, but is he strong? Is he weak? Is he tired? Yeah, in the morning when you get up, how do you feel?
Sleepy, you know, you have a round one, round two, round three with the alarm clock, right?
And then who wins? The alarm clock. Yeah, is that the same? I mean,
sometimes
he doesn't. So now here, Alav says a beautiful thing. He says, when the Yehudi wakes up, it's a Lavi, it's a little lion. Yeah? He's tired,
he's sleepy, right? But he tells himself, Chas v'shalom, am I going to go back to bed?
No. Chas v'shalom, how could it be? Hashem is waiting for me in the Beit Knesset.
Right.
I have to join the Minyan. I have to do my tefillah. So then all of a sudden, he becomes like a
lion.
But when he wakes up, he's like a little lion. But the greatness is, they don't let that this status of feeling of the young lion will last very long. It's just temporarily, like for a few minutes, they have the challenge, and then they turn to a strong gibor lion.
The responsibility kicks in.
Yes. No, it's not the responsibility, it's the excitement they have, the love they have, the simcha they have. Their eyes become wide open. They don't let themselves to take a nap. Chas v'shalom. They wake up.
Jump!
So see what a blessing he gave us. Hen am kelavi yagum. It's like a lavi, but karit nasa. All of a sudden, at the matter of a moment, a baby lion becomes
big lion,
and that's how it is. It's not only for waking up in the morning. It happens many times. You feel little. You feel, oh, wow, so, you know, it's a big danger there. You look so smart. That's normal. It's natural. That sometimes things scares you, worries you. But you don't let it to stay very long. All of a sudden, you say, no, forget it. I'm a lion.
And everything will go away. They ran away. Because when
you feel like a lion, who can come close to you? All the problems, all the headaches will go away. And then you see. Hashem is like, you know, there is not a shame. Always
be like a lion.
Amen. That's on. Yom Tov.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.